This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Trump administration has struck a deal with big tech companies that aim to keep energy costs down amid the data center boom. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports on the non-binding pledge.
President Trump announced the ratepayer protection pledge during his State of the Union address.
We're telling the major tech companies that they have the obligation to provide for their own power needs.
That includes Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, Oracle, and xAI. They pledged to pay for the energy infrastructure needed to power their data centers, to not pass on costs to households. A big concern for voters. But Energy Justice Program Director of the Center for Biological Diversity, Jean Sue, says the pledge holds little weight.
There is no enforcement mechanism to actually make sure that big tech follows through on those promises.
Sue says she wants to see ratepayer protections mandated by law, along with limits on data center carbon emissions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Car camping in Colorado Springs will soon be illegal in public areas not designated for camping. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Council gave final approval to the measure on a 7-2 vote. Under the ordinance, a person convicted of car camping could receive a ticket or spend up to 10 days in jail. A person could also have their vehicle impounded. The language cites evidence of human habitation as including the presence of pillows, blankets, or personal hygiene items. The ordinance now heads to the mayor's office. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Forecasters say a warm, dry, and windy pattern will move in tomorrow along the Front Range following today's cold front. Xcel Energy is preparing for possible wildfire risk and outages during the windy stretch, which could last through Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC.